Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And now it's time on the Phil Hendry Show for introducing Steve Bozell. We talked last week to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, another frequent guest on our program. And we bring on Mr. Stephen Bozell, a frequent participant in our show from the city of Corona, who is a construction contractor. And you'll be able to talk to him and about the many lawsuits and a lot of the legal matters that he has been involved in at 1-800-449-8686, and we'll bring him on right now and welcome him to our program. Steve, how are you? Welcome to the Phil Hendry Show.
Always a pleasure, Phil.
And you have, as I mentioned, been involved in a number of legal actions against a variety of entities. Let me ask you this question. Why do you sue so many people?
Well, the fact is that is my constitutional right under the Constitution of the United States of America, and that I sue only to protect my rights and to protect myself as a man. I wouldn't be a man if I didn't sue. And when someone tries to make you look like a fool...
Here's something. Many of your lawsuits have to do with people making you look like a fool.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I've often heard it said, why sue somebody for making you look like a fool? Why not just laugh it off?
Well, because I've got a son and I've got a daughter, my son Steve Jr., my daughter April. And I tell you, I would not be any kind of a man if I let people make me look like a fool in front of them.
Well, can I take one of the lawsuits that I think is still pending? You once sued a public pool in San Bernardino for putting chemicals in the water that turned dark blue if you urinate in the pool. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
And you urinated in the pool, it turned dark blue around you, and people laughed?
Well, no. That was at the Costco pool. That was a private pool. They had put a chemical in the water, which my understanding is relative to chloride, which turns the water dark blue if you, pee or urinate in the water. Now
you peed into the pool, didn't you?
I'm not saying I was right to pee in the pool, but why? How come they get to make me look stupid by making the...
So you looked stupid when the big dark cloud of blue water appeared around you?
People were going... One of them said, and one was standing next to my son, one said, look, hey, that guy peed in the pool. Look there. So that guy did it.
You actually named him. Who was that guy?
That was Roy Hutchins, who was a next-door neighbor of mine.
You've been involved in a lot of legal problems with Mr. Hutchins, haven't you?
I have. He's my next-door neighbor. And
all right, let's go to another, because you've got another problem with a public. This is the same public pool?
Well, the same place we went back to 2 years later, because... I was doing a cannonball competition with my son, Steve Jr. I cannonballed into the pool. Now, they had these dive sticks, and I would like to note right now that these dive sticks are illegal.
Now, by dive stick...
I'm talking about these are multicolored sticks that kids use to throw in a pool and dive for them.
Kind of like capture the flag or something like that.
That is correct.
And these are outlawed now.
They are illegal, yes, sir, as a result of many incidences like the one that happened to me.
Because you cannonballed into the pool... You got out of the pool, and then explain what happened.
Well, everybody wants to laugh about it, but I cannonballed into the pool. I got out of the pool. I heard the lifeguards laughing. I heard two women who were there helping me babysit my kids. They laughed, too, and my son said to me, and I told the attorney, my son said to me, what's that hanging out of your ass? And he used the word ass, and my son had never used that kind of language before. And I turned around, and the dive stick had wedged in.
At that time, when you saw the dive stick hanging out of your rear end, you just kept right on, you kept on walking, didn't you?
Okay, why are you laughing?
I'm sorry, I apologize. When you saw the dive stick hanging out of your butt, what did you do?
I decided to ignore it, because if I drew attention to it, more people would laugh. So I walked over to where the chair was, where my towel was.
How far was that?
Probably about 50 feet.
So you walked 50 feet from the pool with a dive stick hanging out of your rear end, and were people still laughing?
Yeah, now the lifeguard said, what's that hanging out of your butt? And now everybody laughed. See, that's the kind of humiliation I don't think that people should have to put up.
You still feel emotional about this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This is a segment of our program called Introducing, and today we introduce you to Steve Bozell, who is a frequent guest.
Now, can I just jump in, Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
This is not some kind of a deal where you want to make fun of me, right?
No, we want to find out about, you have a very unique history in terms of litigation. You sue a lot of people. You've sued, we just mentioned Olive Garden earlier in the show, you've sued Olive Garden because some toilet paper stuck to the spurs on your cowboy boots as you walked out of the bathroom, right?
That is correct. That was a year and a half ago at Olive Garden.
And a busboy laughed at the toilet paper, and you sued the busboy, the Olive Garden, and your daughter.
That's the first of three times I've sued my daughter.
Because the last time you sued your daughter, she had, I forget what it was, your daughter had purchased a puppy that peed on you?
Well, now she knows puppies will pee. She told me to pick it up.
And you sued her because the puppy peed on you, so...
Well, she should have known the dog was going to pee on me. You see what I'm saying? So in other words, dog peed all over me.
Your daughter must have done it on purpose?
No. I believe she was negligent. And that's...
She was negligent, so you're suing her for her negligence.
That's right. You can sue people for being negligent. You don't have to sue people for just being purposely mean.
All right, so you sued your daughter for wanting a dog that subsequently peed on you, and you also sued your daughter directly for laughing at you when you walked out of the bathroom at Olive Garden with toilet paper stuck to the spurs on your boots. And I don't understand that.
What?
Wearing spurs on your boots.
My wife finds it attractive. I mean, I'm sure you have a wife.
Yeah, you're right. I've got a wife, and she likes me to dress a certain way. Your wife likes it when you wear cowboy boots and spurs.
Yes, she does.
Well, and that caught the toilet paper. 1-800-449-8686. Introducing Steve Bozell. This is the Phil Henry Show. This is Steve, and we're talking about a variety of things that he's been involved in and a variety of things he's talked about on our show. Here is Robbie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Bozell.
Yes, sir.
I just want to know if you're sex life ever got back normal after the pleasure pop.
Okay, the reason why I sucked on a pleasure pop, what you called it.
Okay, we know what that's called. That was a frozen, it was a novelty for wives, wasn't it?
That was a novelty for, my wife purchased these pleasure pops that was shaped like a man's penal area, and I did not know it, and I took it out of the case and I was sucking on it.
And your next door neighbor was laughing at you?
My next door neighbor started laughing at me. And I had two results. I was embarrassed and made to look like a fool, and I couldn't perform sexually for a period of 6 months. But I have had numerous interruptions in my sex drive as a result of many people making me look foolish. So it's not just about the penis sickle. It's about, you know.
That was very amusing because your wife had a bachelorette party, and she purchased these pleasure pops. And put them in the freezer.
Well, she should have known that I was going to go in and have something cold because I was mowing the lawn. Excuse me.
You need to take some time?
Yes, I do.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Steve Bozell with us. And we're talking about the numerous. Now, we're getting back on this pleasure pop thing. So you've had interruptions in your sex drive.
As a result of people making me look foolish. It does interrupt the sex drive. Yes, sir.
Has a normal sexual, and I don't mean to be...
No, go ahead.
All right. Has normal sexual relations returned between you and your wife since the penis-shaped popsicle incident?
Off and on, sporadic. Sometimes we can be in the middle of it, you know, and...
And you remember the pleasure pops?
I remember standing out back mowing my lawn and sucking on it, and Roy Hutchins seeing it, and then it just goes down. It don't stay up, it goes down.
So you kind of...
It's like a flashback.
Yeah, like a traumatic flashback.
That's correct.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Steve Bozell. He's a construction contractor. He's married to his wife, Mary, and his son, Steve Jr., his daughter, April. They live out in Corona, and he's had a variety of lawsuits he's been involved in. This most recent one, the pleasure pop incident. Wasn't he suing the popsicle manufacturer, too, for making it look like a man's thing, and he's out there sucking on it? He should have known that you don't pull out of the icebox a foot-long popsicle. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
That is the number, 1-800-449-8686. This is Introducing Steve Bozell, a frequent guest on our program. And if you have any questions for Steve, you can call up and ask him. He's been in on this show talking about a number of lawsuits that he's been involved with. And so 1-800-449-8686. At one point, Mr. Bozell, and we mentioned the Joy Pops, you also sued this Mr. Hutchins, who's a next-door neighbor, having to do with laughing at you over 20 cases of KY jelly?
Could I ask a question first?
Sure.
Don't you have no calls for me?
Yeah, we got plenty of calls coming in, but they're all a bunch of morons. They don't have anything to really say. Well, we got one lady hanging on. You want to take a call?
So you say people are calling?
Yes, they're calling, but we screen the show very stringently, okay?
Well, but do you have a call?
We got a call. Do you want me to go to it?
Oh, thank God.
Okay, we got a call. You want me to go to it?
Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-868. Then we can ask you about something else?
Yeah, you can ask me about something else. I just want to know that I was interested enough for people to call me.
They're calling you. They're calling you. We'll go to one right now.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Here is Jeanette. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Jeanette?
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Bozell?
Yes, Jeanette, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
I was wondering if you had ever won the lawsuit against Hanes when you had the when the diarrhea was coming out of your pants and you thought they should work like a diaper more?
I did believe that Hanes underwear...
Now, that was 4th of July, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, that was. I felt that Hanes underwear should contain the dew because of the fact that I had been frightened by the fireworks.
You were scared of the fireworks, and you had an accident in your undies.
Well, you want to make me sound like I'm queer.
No, I'm not trying to do that, but you had an accident in your underwear.
That is correct.
Well, what happened?
Well, right now we're appealing the loss of that suit. We lost the lawsuit. The fireworks scared me to near death, and I soiled myself, and we're now appealing that.
Because the judge threw it out.
Pretty much so. They did not believe that Hanes should contain the dew. Also, they said that I shouldn't have parked my car so far away so that it dribbled down my leg the way it do.
Okay, Jeanette, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Yeah, that was a lawsuit where you not only sued the Hanes underwear manufacturers, you also sued the school for making you park so far away. You sued the fireworks manufacturer because the guy made you get scared or something, and you wanted to sue Oliver Stone for making a scary movie. Is that right?
Yes, sir. And the judge threw it all out, and I think that... Because I had post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Yeah, from watching two war movies before you went and saw fireworks.
That's correct. And what I thought that... See, I understand that what veterans go through, because they're always throwing out lawsuits that veterans, like the Agent Orange deal. And
you still think that you are very much suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Well, what makes you think a man... What do you think causes a man to crap into his pants?
Bad colon? I don't know. But you were scared. There's no doubt about it. All right, 1-800-449-8686. I don't want to make you feel insecure, but we got a lot of calls, but we don't have any screened, okay?
So nobody thinks I'm interesting.
They're all calling up to talk to you. They just, there's too many losers calling. Here's one here. Jason, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, my first question for Mr. Bozell is I was wondering how he can afford all the legal fees, because I imagine that can rack up the bills. It seems some of these lawsuits, he might have...
I'm very fortunate that my attorney, Dolores Blazingame, works pro bono, and so I don't have any need to... she works pro bono, so I don't have any need in many instances to pay.
Now, why do you suppose she works pro bono?
I mean... Is that some sexual reference?
No, it's not a sexual reference. Why do you think she... You know what pro bono is?
I've never really known.
That's free. Why do you think she does that?
Because she's a good person, and...
No, not maybe because she's a good person. Maybe because she does it because she gets publicity every time you come on my show to talk about these lawsuits.
Well, I think that sounds like bullcrap, you know.
Well, why would she work for free?
Well... I don't know, a tax write-off? Or...
Yeah, that's a tax write-off, and maybe she is just doing it because she gets a lot of publicity. Every time you sue somebody, Steve, you come on this program. Now, let's get back, for instance, to the KY jelly incident. Can you tell us about that?
Are you going to laugh at me?
No, I will not laugh at you.
You promise?
Yes.
My next-door neighbor, Roy Hutchins, who was involved in the dive stick being wedged in my rear end incident, was laughing at me one day when I was loading 20 cases of KY jelly into the bed of my pickup truck.
All right, now why were you loading 20 cases of KY jelly into the bed of your pickup truck?
You better not laugh at me.
No, I swear to God.
Because Y2K was in the news at that time, as you remember, Mr. Henry, and so I went out and I made purchases so that we could be ready for Y2K.
And Y2K came and went?
It came and went without any incident, so I was taking back some of the stuff I purchased.
And why did you purchase 20 cases of KY jelly?
Because I felt that after Y2K, when civilization collapsed, there would be motorcycle biker gangs and stuff going around raping people, and I wanted to make sure that it didn't hurt. If you're laughing, so...
I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing. Now we go to the point where you're taking the KY jelly back, and Roy Hutchins is laughing at you.
That's correct.
And you sued him for making you look like a fool.
He was out front laughing at me and making cracks and jokes like Ride 'em Cowboy and woo and all that stuff in front of my son.
How did he know what the KY jelly was for?
I asked him, are you stocked up? And he said, I've got a lot of canned food. And I said, well, you got food. Are you also stocked up for what may happen? He said that he had his guns and his weapons. I said, no. And I took him downstairs and showed him our provisions of KY jelly, and he started laughing then. And I said, now, how come you laugh at that? He goes, what, are you afraid you're going to get tooled in the booty? I said, well, you don't know. And he says, Jesus, H, and he starts laughing and laughing and laughing, and he left my house. And then I knew I'd made a mistake.
All right, see, you let him down into your cellar to see your KY jelly provisions. He showed you his canned goods, and you showed him, you know...
my KY jelly.
That's right, and that's why he laughed. What happened with that one?
They threw it out.
They threw it out of court. How many of these lawsuits that you have, how many of these things get thrown out?
Right now we have several pending.
How many get thrown out?
A lot, but she works pro bono.
So, yeah, you don't have to pay her, so what the hell. Here is Will on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I gotta ask a question here with Steve. Steve, look, man, I know people like to make fun of you and everything else like this, you think, but, you know, Cliff Pettigrew, I mean, he works for you, and this guy's constantly...
Now, Cliff Pettigrew is the guy who's always on your case, too, right?
Cliff.
Yeah, why don't you just get rid of this guy? I mean, he works for you. I mean, why don't you just fire the guy already instead of always having to whine about him making you look bad? Man, you're his boss.
Cliff Pettigrew was the guy who laughed at you when they swung open the door to the outhouse and you fell out.
I fell on the hot asphalt, yeah.
And
he was laughing at you, right?
Yes, he was.
Then why don't you do what this caller's talking about? Why don't you fire him?
Cliff's is a damn fine worker, and I'm worried he'll sue me if I hire him. And I'm like,
well, you're suing everybody.
I sue people, but I don't like being sued myself. And if I fire him, I guess I'd have to sue him first.
Before he sues you?
Well, see, you make a joke out of it.
What do you mean? If the guy sues you, what's he going to sue you for? He's making fun of you? He's a disruption on the job?
I am definitely afraid of a lawsuit. I can't handle that.
Well, then, you know, there's an old saying, man... you reap what you sow, so...
Well, that's bullcrap.
That's out of the Bible.
Bullcrap.
Yeah. Here is David on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey. This is Mr. Steve.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I had a question for you. Back a while ago, I remember you were in the lawsuit with Mattel over the Barbie dolls, and I just wondered if you had had any trouble returning to Toys R Us with your daughter, if that's...
Now, that was a lawsuit. You filed a lawsuit against Toys R Us because... the new Barbie doll was sexy, and you made a comment to the two guys behind the counter.
I just said to him, I said, I don't know how I could keep my mind on my work if I had that kind of hot stuff sitting on a shelf behind me.
And they laughed at you.
Yes, sir, they did. The Barbie is a very attractive toy, and a man can't help being attracted to it, and I do not go there because there's too many Barbies, and I feel teased by them. And I'm not saying, I know that they're stupid dolls and they don't have no brain, but I do not go back to Toys R Us.
Because you think the Barbie dolls sitting up there on the shelf kind of tease you sexually.
Not on purpose.
No, I know not on purpose, but they just do. So you drop the suit?
I drop the lawsuit. I just don't go back to Toys R Us because I don't want to get teased.
By the Barbie dolls.
That's correct.
1-800-449-8686. We'll be back on the Phil Henry Show with Steve Bozell.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And the segment is introducing Steve Bozell. He is a frequent contributor to this program on legal matters. The fact is you sue a lot of people, Mr. Bozell.
Well, I've heard you intimate that.
I'm not intimating it. You sue a lot of people, don't you?
I sue a lot of people because when I was born and I was raised up by my dad, and he told me, son, don't ever make no person make you look like a fool. And I've always remembered that.
What did your father do?
I'm sorry?
What did your father do for a living?
He operated a dunk tank concession. At
a dunk tank concession? Where?
At a carnival.
Okay, so he, what was he doing?
Well, he had to get up and demonstrate it. And he spent 20, 25 years just having somebody pull a lever, and he goes into the water, pull a lever, go into the water. And, you know, that beats a man down after a while. I don't think that anything, any job, you could work in a coal mine. I know a lot of people done a lot of jobs. I don't think nothing beats a man down like working a dunk tank concession at a carnival because you get up in a chair. Okay, let's see how it works. Splash, splash.
And so your father felt like he was made to look like a fool.
For 25 years, he'd go into the dunk tank. So I said to myself, I'd never let him do it, even if I got to sue.
Roy Hutchins is your next-door neighbor. He caught you. Were you golfing with him one day?
Yes, I was.
And he caught you on tape on a golf course?
He had his video camera out one day, and we were over here at Mountain View, and which is up in the Laverne area, and we saw a coyote. I don't know if you've ever seen a coyote, but I can tell you right now, it's tough to hold your mud. And I seen a coyote that had wandered out onto the course, and I screamed, and I ran away from it. I ran away from it. My instinct was to come away from there. And as I screamed and run away, I also, that other time, lost control of my bowels, too. So that would be two times that I...
Two times you've soiled yourself from being afraid.
That's correct, because of the post-traumatic stress syndrome.
And I don't know of any Vietnam veteran or World War II veteran that ever saw a coyote, okay? But go ahead.
What? Sir, I'm...
Just go ahead. You crapped in your pants twice. Now go ahead.
No, just one time.
All right, one time on a golf course and one time walking to your car after a fireworks display.
That's correct. So I crapped on myself, and everybody laughed, and I made up my mind then I was going to sue the hell out of him. And then I see a Federal Express van at his house the next morning, and I knew then, right, I knew what was going on.
You felt he was sending the tape to America's Funniest Home Videos.
I knew he had called them up and had a van there to take it over there, yeah.
So who did you sue?
I sued America's Funniest Home Videos. I sued Bob Saget because I knew he was going to laugh at me. I sued it.
Now, who's Bob Saget?
He's the host of the show.
You sued him, you sued America's Funniest Home Videos, you sued Roy Hutchins, and you sued who else?
I sued, I think it's the ABB, or the ABA.
ABA?
The American Broadcast.
ABC?
ABC. I sued them, and, you know, a judge threw it out. I mean, all I'm trying to say is that a man ought to be allowed to play golf without having a coyote scare the crap out of him and then have your best friend videotape that and to try to send it to America's Funny Home Videos.
Yeah, but they threw it out, isn't it true, Mr. Bozell? Because that Federal Express van was there to pick up some papers that had nothing to do with America's Funniest Home Videos.
I found that out later.
1-800-449-8686. Here's Chris on the Phil Hendry Show. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Phil. Hey, Steve. Hope you all are having a good evening. Hey, I'm wondering, Steve, it sounds like a lot of your lawsuits get thrown out, but I remember that probably last year, you saw a particularly attractive Asian woman at one of your job sites, and you looked at her and kind of started to get a little aroused, and I believe you used some plumber's putty and a 2x4 that had a knot hole in it to kind of do a little work on yourself there.
And that's true. Yes, sir, it is.
I was just wondering, why a board with a knot hole? I mean, being in construction, did you not think maybe you might get splinters? Because if I remember right, you were suing the Paul's Plumber's Putty,
yep.
And you were suing the lumber company that sold you the lumber as well.
Yes, sir, I did. I did sue Paul's Plumber's Putty, and they did say that that is not a lubricant.
Right.
So I was right about that.
Well, what made you believe that it was in the first place?
Well, first of all, I'm in the outhouse. Second of all, I see an Asian woman who had large breasts, which is very unusual for Asian girls. Third of all, I did get aroused. What would be better than do what Clinton did, which is to have sex with Mona Lewinsky, I decided, well, I'd go ahead and take care of business like this young gentleman just said. I found a knot hole in a board, which is the way that I learned how to do it. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
The way you learned how to do that? You mean self-pleasuring?
Yeah.
What about your hand, man?
I've always used a knot hole.
Have you ever gotten, did you ever get splinters before, Steve?
I never got splinters like that before, only because this is outhouse board, which I know it collects moisture, and if you're in the construction trade, you know what, any wood that collects moisture is going to splinter. Now then.
Well, then you shouldn't have been using a board. You shouldn't have been using a knot hole in a board in the first place, okay?
And Steve, do you regularly do this when you see attractive women out at the job site?
Well, I'm a married man, okay? So, fortunately for me, I've got, when I am able to perform sexually, which is not a lot lately, ever since the Dixicle incident.
Okay, watch that, okay?
I'm sorry. But I don't need a knot hole every now and again, but every now and again, maybe I do. But
so you went ahead and you sued the manufacturer of the wood?
The manufacturer of the wood, the Ace Lumber Company, as well as the plumbers, Paul's Plumber's Putty, because it had splinters and it's not a lubricant. I was hoping that the plumber's putty would prevent the splinters, see?
All right.
Never mind. I can't follow this, Phil. I'm sorry.
All right, well, thank you for your call.
Well, it's real easy. I mean, you can look at Circuit Court 4. It's on record, where the judge ruled in my favor on the Paul's Plumber's Putty on account of you can't use that as no lubricant. Although the judge did ask me, he remanded me for psychiatric counseling, a 72-hour observation, and then...
Well, why would he do that?
Just to make... wanted to get all his ducks in a row. That's all he said to me. I want to get my ducks in a row on this deal.
Well, Steve,
put you in a freak wagon. And,
it wasn't no freak wagon.
Well, he gave you a psychiatric evaluation, and then it was a victory when he said, but you're right there, Steve, Paul's Plumber's Putty is not a lubricant.
That's right.
Then why did you use it as one?
On account of the Asian girl with the big cans.
All right, listen.
Do you use Plumber's Putty regularly in your business, Steve?
Oh, yeah. Well, the subcontractors do.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Karen, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
This guy is a moron.
I'm a moron.
Yes, you're a moron.
Let me tell you
something. You're either mentally off your mind, out of your mind.
Mentally off my mind?
Or you're a pervert.
Hey, maybe you're a moron.
I use the
legal
a piece
system.
Of wood. You're worried about bikers bung-hulling you? What is your problem?
I have legitimate reasons for all of my concerns.
You do not have legitimate reasons. You need psychiatric help.
Why do I need psychiatric help?
That is crazy.
I'm talking about legitimate...
That is not normal.
What is normal?
You are not a normal person.
What is
normal? You need to be locked up.
Be specific.
You are out of your mind. Nobody screws a piece of wood with putty.
Oh, really? Have you asked your husband lately? Yeah.
I'm sure my husband has not ever screwed a piece of wood with putty.
Oh, what's he used?
I mean, good Lord. And Barbie doll, when I sit on the floor and play with my kids with Barbie doll, I'm guaranteeing you he doesn't sit in the chair and go, ooh, look at Barbie, she turns me on.
Well, you know what? Good for you, okay? Maybe your husband is not all that healthy in that department. The Barbie doll?
No, I think you have a sexual problem with yourself. Maybe your pecker's
not big enough. Oh, no, I don't.
Have
you seen the? Did you see the Barbie doll that they come out with this Christmas time?
Everything you sue for has to do with sex.
No, it does not. No, it does not. The dive sticks, I don't know if you have a swimming pool, but those dive sticks are now illegal. And the reason why they're illegal is on account of people got them shoved up into the area. When I dived into the pool, or I cannonballed into the pool because I was having a cannonball competition with my son, it went up my butt, okay? And they laughed at me.
And you sued the pool company.
I sued the dive stick company, the pool company, and the lifeguards for laughing at me.
You have a problem laughing at you.
Steve, what about the time that Furby doll... Now, the Furby doll does what?
That's a doll that will speak.
Do you you believe the thing was talking to you?
The Furby doll called me. I told it to shut up, and it wouldn't shut up, is all I'm saying.
And you sued the Furby people?
Yes, ma'am. Are you familiar with the Furby doll?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you
it's
know
a
that
toy.
Thing. It won't shut up, and it won't shut up. And it called,
yes, it will. It'll go to sleep if you don't
no,
talk
ma'am,
to it.
No, ma'am. No, it didn't. Thing sat there and shut up. I'm coming home from a funeral of a very
moron.
Dear...
Moron.
Yeah, you're a moron. Have you had a Furby doll call you an asshole?
Well, you are an asshole.
Well,
if I was
no,
a Furby
but,
doll, I would call you
yeah,
an
yeah, well, maybe you are a Furby doll.
Because you are out of your mind.
If I'm
you
out of my mind, then I know
help.
How to use the legal system
you
of this
need
country.
Psychiatric
I know
help.
How to use the legal system of this country. And I'm
no,
more
you're
Americans
tying
did.
Up for
I'm,
people that have legitimate
Okay, let's watch
claims.
Let's watch our language.
I'm not tying up nothing. You must be some kind of a Furby. You won't shut up. You know
I guess
that?
So.
Yeah, you're a Furby doll.
All right.
I guess you're going to sue me now.
Yeah, maybe I will. What do you think about that?
Well, have a good day.
What's your last name? Click. Yeah, hung up. God, I hate it.
Mr. Bozell.
And that guy that said, what's wrong with buying an adequate supply of KY jelly to make the unpleasant experience of rape by the road warrior go easier? What's wrong with that?
No, nothing at all. Okay, Steve, I'm going to let you go. Mike, talk to him and tell him that his doctor did call in on the other line, and they need to remand him for more psychiatric counseling. 1-800-449. So that's introducing Steve Bozell. Hope you enjoyed it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Hendry Show is back. 1-800 Phil Hendry. Flashback.
This is disgusting what you're doing. I was
sitting
here. This was
my opinion
to the
too.
Local news, and you guys came on.
This is what I told you, David.
And
I said
my 9-year-old daughter was sitting there when it came on, and you started with
that.
Does
she have a bowel?
Disgusting.
Does she have a bowel movement every day?
We can't ask about.
That's not a health issue.
Yeah, what? It's not. What do you call that?
If somebody has a problem like that, they're going to go to their doctor. They're not going to talk to you about it.
Well, ma'am,
that's disgusting.
Well, ma'am, you know that health issues are discussed every day on the radio and TV.
Not like that.
Well, how would you like?
That's disgusting.
Is it really difficult for you? No, ma'am. What we're saying is, why is it that most women can't squeeze? You know, can't pinch
alone. Don't use that language with me. That's
please
disgusting.
Don't. Please don't.
Phil,
I'd like
to ask the host of the show.
And if you are really ignorant to believe that giving birth and doing that are the same thing,
No, I don't believe that. I'm saying it comes from the same. You're pushing.
No, it doesn't come from the same place, buddy.
No, I know that.
Sorry,
but
it doesn't. And this is disgusting.
Well, no, ma'am, I'm saying
I just want to let you know.
No, but ma'am,
that I am intending
now to sit down and
write a letter to the FCC complaining about you.
See, this is what I'm talking about, David.
This is disgusting.
All we're saying
is, you have no right talking about things like this on the air.
How about if we said this? Can you make a deposit?
No.
That doesn't work.
It doesn't matter how you phrase it. Entire discussion is disgusting.
Women are sometimes.
If you want to pick a women's health issue, I think you can find something.
That's
a
what
bit
I was saying, David. David, I was saying we could talk about. I mean, the issues of women's health having to do with the abortion issue, having to do
with an abortion.
That's fine. Okay. I have no problem with that.
Right, with an abortion, you push something out, and you can't squeeze one out.
Hey, that's totally different, and that's disgusting for you to even make any kind of a reference.
Why?
Putting them together.
One of them happens to be human life, and the other one is the other one.
Oh, don't get like that. I'm just saying, either you can take a dump or you know. How about a birth in a brown turtle? I don't know.
What are you talking about? I started laughing when I put it on because I thought this was a joke. And then
ma'am,
I realized that you were serious.
You think women's health is a joke?
I think it's a joke.
You think women's health
thing
is a, you think
is a
women's,
joke?
Women's health is a joke.
No, women's health is not a joke.
Well, you just said it was.
The topic you've chosen is. That is not a women's health issue.
Linda, let me just say something. David, I told you before we came on the air.
Don't just shut up for a minute while I talk to the listener.
No, but David.
Shut up while I talk to the listener. Now, ma'am, your name is Linda?
Yes.
Okay. So you don't want to tell me whether you have a bowel movement every day, and you don't want to tell me whether your daughter does. And
I don't think we should talk about.
Would you be quiet?
I don't think that's any of your business.
How about
you know what? If I have a problem in that area, I'll go to my doctor.
Well, I understand that. Of course, most women would.
I'm not going to talk about it on the radio.
How about your girlfriends?
I wouldn't even ask them. That's not a topic I sit around and talk with my girlfriends about.
But for instance, if you have them over for coffee or
we
a card game,
we don't talk about things like that.
Do you notice that when you walk by the bathroom, maybe they?
Now you
oh,
really
come
you're
on,
really
will
you?
No, I'm just
this
saying.
Is really disgusting,
David. If you want me to do a woman's health issue, you're going to have to let me host the thing, okay?
You haven't got the guts for this kind of trend-setting, groundbreaking talk radio. Just let me handle this.
Do you have a boss?
Women are sometimes. Do I have a boss?
Yes.
Well, I suppose, but
he... Did someone hire you for this station?
Yes, absolutely.
Is that person listening right now?
Yeah, Bill Featherstone.
I hope he fires you first thing in the morning.
What? All I said was...
David, how did this come about?
I noticed my wife... You said your wife takes a dump every day.
Will you please not put it on my wife, okay?
I just noticed it.
I don't think that's a term you should be using on the radio anyway.
What's that, dear?
What? You shouldn't be using that term on the radio.
What term is that?
I'm not even going to repeat it.
Well,
I don't think that this is a women's health issue.
Spell it out.
It's disgusting.
You didn't want me to use the term?
The whole issue is something that's very private.
You don't want me to use the term wife.
Not wife. The other one.
This is really, you know what? I'm just going to write to the FCC and let them know what you're doing, because this is terrible.
Ma'am, I've got a family that I need to support. Please don't write
so
to me.
So do I.
Please don't
I know
write
where that comes from,
you
but
write,
I'm still going to write to the FCC.
If
you don't
write to
be on the air.
If you write to the FCC, I got a kid that starves to death. You don't want that.
Oh, yeah.
And then I guarantee you that kid won't be taking a dump because there's nothing to pass. What I am trying to...
You know what? It does. I can't believe that you're saying
that
stuff.
Ma'am...
I do not believe that you're saying that.
I'm simply saying
you are completely ignorant.
Do you realize it's important? My daughter needs leg braces. You put me out of a job, she crawls around on her stomach. You know what that's like? No, you wouldn't know what that's like, Linda, because you've had everything handed to you. But
you don't know anything about this listener.
Well, believe this.
My daughter
will
crawl.
No, you don't know anything about me.
My daughter,
you're darn right you don't.
That's right. You can't presuppose.
My daughter will crawl up and down stairs instead of walking like she does now. Before we got the leg braces, she had to drag herself out to the car.
And I'm supposed to
feel bad about
that. Not complain about you because of that.
Think of her. Think of her.
No, I don't think of my daughter having to sit and hear that stuff on the radio.
Let's think about your daughter having to hear something on the radio, but my daughter drags herself to the bus stop every morning.
She's not going to drag her.
How do you know?
Well, I don't know.
Then shut up. Drag herself to the bus stop.
I cannot believe how ignorant you are.
Ma'am,
I can
see why
you were Dan York's friend.
Can I ask you a question?
I can see that now.
Do you know what it looks like when a child has to hopscotch without leg braces, just crawling from square to square?
Okay. You're disgusting.
Yeah, you know, he is completely...
I am.
Did
I'm trying to get
this
show.
Medication today?
All right. Ma'am, thank you very much. I'm going to...
Don't you hang up on...
I got to move on, okay? What are you trying to do to me?
What?
What do you mean, crawling from square to square at hopscotch?
She didn't have any leg braces.
Bill Henry. Flashback.
Oops, there I am. And don't forget, the best of the Phil Henry Show, that ought to make it onto our 2001, wouldn't you think? If for no other reason than the crawling from square to square at hopscotch line, that's... Anyway, the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD is available at our order line, which is 877-616-PHIL. That's 877-616-7445. I'd also like to thank the wonderful people at Tukey's Premium Tequila in El Paso, Texas, who mailed me a bottle of their Tukey's Premium Tequila with natural mandarin orange flavor. Wow. So we'll have to go home and find this stuff out, find out what this is all about, to go along with our nice bottle of Don Eduardo that we got from the guys in San Antonio at WOAI. It is a school night, so naturally I don't touch the stuff. My wife, on the other hand... No, I'm kidding. Thank you very much, guys. It was very sweet of you. But again, 877-616-PHIL is our order line. $20, and it all goes to my friend's place.